Finally, a return of a warmer weather bias, and it will stay with us for about a week to a week and a half. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Earlier this winter, we identified two dominating weather patterns. One was this northwesterly flow that's brought us all this cold weather in recent days and weeks. The other, though, is a split jet stream pattern that brings some storminess out of the southwestern U.S. plains and into a part of the upper Midwest. Now, this second pattern has not been appearing but just a couple of times since last October. We're going to see it develop here as we move forward into next week, and it will bring perhaps an opportunity for precipitation in some of the drier biased areas in the upper Mississippi River Basin. But that won't happen until we get out into probably the second weekend of the two-week outlook. But the best part of this forecast is the fact that we're going to be warmed up a bit, and in fact, quite a bit. Temperatures will rise above average and stay that way for a while. We do have to fight this pattern change for a little while, so the temperatures will swing around quite a bit. The afternoon highs tomorrow are expected to work their way up into the range of 20s and a few lower 30s with those warmer temperatures down in the far southeast corner of South Dakota. But the northwest part of our region in North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota will see temperatures back into the teens. On Sunday, the return of warmer air will take place, and we'll see highs in the 20s and 30s once again. And then as we move into Monday, we'll see even warmer conditions with 30 and 40 degree readings likely, and the same may occur in the southern half of the region as we get out towards Tuesday, but the northern sections will turn a little cooler with highs in the 20s on Tuesday, and then the same will occur on Wednesday with maybe just a tad bit cooler conditions near the Canada border. Our nighttime temperatures are also going to be warming up with a certain amount of significance. The lows tomorrow morning, though, will still be a little nippy with single digits and teens common, a few lower 20s in southeastern South Dakota. On Sunday, everybody's going to be in the single digits. There may be a couple of sub-zero readings near the Canada border, and there may be one or two spots that get in the range of 10 to 12 in the southeast corner of South Dakota. We'll look for the Monday morning temperatures to be mostly upper teens and lower 20s, and on Tuesday the same will occur except in the north where that little cooling takes place and some single digits and teens will occur there. We do not expect to see precipitation of much significance across the area for a while. However, as we go forward through the rest of the day today, we will have some snow flurries and snow showers impacting a part of the region. Those will continue right on into the night tonight and early tomorrow morning. But the snowfall is only going to run a trace to about an inch, with northern Minnesota and the northeast corner of North Dakota getting most of that. Otherwise, we don't expect much precipitation through Monday. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.